Call the Osage Nation Congress Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:05. Thank you, Congressman Potts. We're not recording live. First item on the agenda, I'm going to move number three up to the first, and I'll lead the prayer. Y'all would just join me, please, in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. We have a quorum. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here. I would like to note that Congressman Mason identified me earlier in the week that he would not be available for the meeting, and Congresswoman Pratt also let me know that she would not be available for this meeting as well. So, but we do have a quorum, and we will carry on. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. The minutes we have for us are from September 25th. Did someone else join the meeting? At the bottom of the motion to adjourn, we have 4 yeas, 0 nays. Before all that, it's just been 3-0. Congresswoman Pratt arrived at 9:03. I see it. Thank you. Motion has been made to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Hearing none. Minutes are approved. Next on the agenda, agenda number five is payables. We have a payable in the amount of $1,473. The vendor is the computer guy.
Make a motion to approve the payable to the computer guy in the amount of $1,473.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item on the agenda, number six, is the code publishing update. And I think you all have received the emails, and we're familiar with this in past Congressional Affairs Committee meetings. And I'd like to turn it over to our legal analyst, Mr. Trey Gill, to give us the latest update on the code publishing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we're excited about it. We're getting ready to, if I can get approval today from this committee by motion, I'd like to go live next week. They said we could go live by Thursday of next week or earlier. Congressman Whitehorn sent me an email and let me know that our most recent constitutional amendment had not been put into the Constitution. I'm going to take care of that, have them update that. I'd like to go live next week and then have them put in the laws that just passed in the fall session. They said that would take an additional couple weeks to get uploaded, edited, and then go live with. But much quicker turnaround than 2 years by doing it on paper. So. I sent out an email yesterday. Hopefully you guys had a chance to look at it and mess around with it. It's searchable. You can get a lot more information than what we currently have on the website. I talked to Margaret Kirk this morning, and he said it'll only take a matter of hours to link it to our webpage. So we'll have a link for the code on the legislative branch website, and it'll take us to the code publishing website that you guys saw that will eventually be live and not the proof.
Committee, anybody have any questions for Mr. Gill? Not Chair Wood, entertain a motion for discussion.
Just a motion to go live with the code publishing next week.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second for discussion. Any discussion?
So after each legislative session, they should be able to update whatever amendments or new laws we put into the code. And we pay an annual fee to do this, or is it a monthly fee?
I believe we pay a monthly fee.
And that's been included in our budget this year?
As far as I know, yes.
It was not specifically included. It is covered in what we have as miscellaneous professional fees.
Can we get verification of that?
I can get with the budget analyst and find out exactly what the cost is. I know we've paid, you guys have already approved the $5,000+ that it cost to set it up and get going live. And then I'm not sure what the month-to-month is. I'll have to go back and look at it and talk to the budget analyst. I do believe we have sufficient funds and professional fees, like Congressman Potts is saying, but I don't know exactly what that cost is. I'll have to get that number for you.
I love it. It is so cool.
It is really cool.
It's really cool. Good. So I think that everybody's that has to work with our law is going to be unbound somewhat to be able to find the things we need, make sure we have all of the information.
Right.
Latest amendments. So it's a fantastic tool. Thank you for this committee and try for Mr. Gill for seeing about it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I would agree. It's been fun to play with.
Yeah.
There is any more discussion? There was a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Gill.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda, number seven. Such a fun item to discuss. Portrait of the 6th Osage Nation Congress. Just an update from, I believe, where we left it the last time we were talking about this, which had been the 25th, I believe, our last meeting. And what we came up with was basically we were going to redo the shoot with the possibility of being able to view what they call it, Photoshop, the original, and see if he could maybe present it and if anybody agreed with it. But I think the majority, the last time that we met, if I'm not mistaken, agreed to do another professional portrait. So that's the last that I know of. And the contact, I believe, has been made with the photographer. Speaking to Ms. Walker, I think she said it wasn't a problem for him. I think the fee from what he charged us was under $100 for what we, the portrait that we did up on the hill back on the first day of session, which I understand there was some confusion during the day of are we going to do it, are we not, and it was raining like crazy, and hair got wet, and, you know, so I'm okay with it. We can, now I guess it's down to the time of when do we schedule it. When's a good time to schedule it? And so, committee, I would listen to any suggestions. I know further down, someone had recommended or suggested that we could do it at the congressional Christmas party. But I know in the past that hadn't been 100% attended. I think it may be smarter on our part to coordinate with the whole body of Congress and determine a specific date and say, this is when we're going to take the course. We'll give everyone plenty of time to manage their schedule for that day. And I think most of us are accessible because I think that there's only one Congresswoman Edwards that maybe she would need to be notified and make sure that she can be here. And I understand that. I get that. But committee, I would entertain any further comment. Congressman Biggles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I was kind of thinking, and maybe this will work out if we end up doing a special session. That would probably be a good day to do it. But I'd like to get one done before Thanksgiving, and maybe we could put it in the newspaper and say happy holidays from Congress and have a new picture, you know, to put in there. And
mm-hmm. I'd like to do it before Thanksgiving because my face will be thin.
That too.
Second that.
Speaker Walker.
I did talk with the executive this morning and they proposed a couple dates. Either the 1st and the 6th or the 2nd and the 6th, the Thursday, and then the following Tuesday as potential dates for a special session. So, just food for thought.
That would be November 1st and 6th or 2nd?
It's the first, okay, the 1st and the 6th, the dates that they're proposing.
I'm sorry, Speaker. Say those again.
November 1st and November 6th. I believe those, it's a Thursday, and then the following Tuesday is potential dates for a special session.
Okay. And we're going to schedule another CA meeting because I think the big visa bill's coming in, and we'll have to approve that payable. When is that, Dana?
I can print it on the 14th.
You can print it on the 14th. Today's the what?
12th.
So I'll probably have another CA meeting, if that's all right, maybe late next week. When do we have to pay that? As soon as possible?
As soon as possible. It's due on the 7th of the following month. So it'll be due on the 7th of November.
So next week at some point we'll call another Congressional Affairs meeting and we'll talk about, and in that meantime, I will get with Congresswoman or the body of Congress and make sure, well, we won't know till they set a special session.
I was going to send out an email within the next hour or two asking the body if either of those days would work.
Okay.
I'm good with either.
And I would put on there, I need a response back as quickly as possible. Either one of those work for me.
I'll mention that all of us need to be here for the sake of the picture.
Yes, thank you. I'll take that off my list. And will the portrait again, committee, are we okay with the same location? Or does anybody have any other desired location? I think they've all been traditionally up there, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Can we schedule a time certain for the picture, say, 10, 11, you know. I don't think it works very good before session starts. That's just my opinion. We have members that travel from other places to get here. So, you know, we could just maybe say 11 o'clock, we're going to recess, we've got to take the congressional portrait, something like that. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, that's a good idea, just prior to us. I mean, when we break for lunch, go take the picture, and then we're off for lunch, and then reconvene.
That way the photographer will be prepared for us, and we're all on the same page about when we need to be there.
Okay. So as soon as session either recesses or breaks, we'll run up, take the picture, go at once, come back, and reconvene. I'm fine with that.
Sounds good to me.
I am fine with that. So we'll have to coordinate with the photographer to make sure. We'll have to know when those. I don't know how busy he gets. So we'll have to make sure it fits his schedule as well. So as soon as we know when the special session is, I mean, we'll all know. And then Dana, can you remind me as soon as we know when that special session is to remind either myself, you, or Ms. Walker to make that phone call to the photographer that we use to say, will this date work for you?
Absolutely.
Now, if it doesn't work for him, we're kind of back to where we were.
So. This,
but special session to me is more important than a picture.
Right. Let's go ahead and give him a courtesy call and just give him a heads up that first or sixth, if he could kind of hold those open, we might.
It's a good idea.
Just a courtesy.
Yeah. Dana, did you get that down?
Uh-huh.
All right, any more discussion about the picture or the portrait? Seeing none, we will continue on. I think that item number 8 and item number 10 kind of work hand in hand. Committee, if you would look at that. One is the audiovisual proposals. And the other itself is a congressional chamber. So if it's okay with the committee, it doesn't break any rules, I'd like to move on to OFPR and then talk about the congressional chambers, which would also include item number 8, the audiovisual. Committee, we're good?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about the OFPR. And this has been on, I think, every agenda we've had. At least for the last 4 or 5, and I am ready to discuss this at whatever depth, whatever level. I know that we have discussed that this is required by law, that we have this office. We have talked about funding half of it for half the year. We've talked about rewriting their responsibilities, their job descriptions, their duties, where they're going to be, all the above, and nothing has been done other than just discussion. That's fine with me, but at some point we're going to have to have some definitive answers to questions or suggestions moving forward with OFPR. So, committee, other members of Congress, I am open for some ideas. I know if we're going to rewrite the job description, I would like to know, where do we have to begin? What's the steps to get this office back where it needs to be, if that's the intent? And then there's been discussion of, well, we've been without them for so long, why do we need them? But the law specifically says that they have to be in place. So, committee, other members of Congress, Speaker, Mr. Gill, all the above, if we could have a discussion, conversation, I would surely like some direction so that when we meet the next time, we definitely have some clearer path to what we're going to do. And I believe Congressman Potts had a budget or worked with some numbers to create half a year funding. It's already included in our budget, is that correct?
It's already in the budget.
It's already in the budget. So, Congressman Bigorst.
How much is that?
How much is in the budget for the OFPR?
Pull it up. $206,118. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was kind of my intent, and from some discussions during the meeting where this was amended,
you can see there is a line for salaries and wages of up to $75,000. I believe that that was the amount for the senior auditor, who was the previous director. And then included us $40,000 in professional fees to assist with attorneys or outside contractors to direct how we set the Office of Fiscal Performance Review up if necessary. So my intent was to hire the position of director or senior auditor, and then move forward with a rewrite of the Office of Fiscal Performance Review with their direction and with their input through this committee. So instead of rewriting the law and then hiring somebody to implement it based on our understanding, find the qualified professional, work with other professionals to develop what this office will be, write the law to be executed, and then task that individual that we've already hired to move forward. That was my intent. So the $75,000 that's in there, that's not a guaranteed salary amount. That is up to, we'd like to hire three people for that salary, we can do that. It's up to the committee, but I would like to move forward with hiring what will be the director or the senior auditor with the intent to rewrite the legislation based on their recommendations and their work with professional contractors and through this committee.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Congressman B. Porson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I am fine with what Congressman Potts has stated, and I'm glad to see that's the upper end of the salary, because I would like to see it maybe from a $60,000 to a $75,000 salary range, so that they work their way. You know, you don't want to start them up at the ceiling. Start them off, you know, where they have some incentives to climb. And I also like the idea of hiring the person first and bringing them in to help us work on what we want this to be.
Thank you, Congressman. I'd also like to add, just committee, are we comfortable with the job description of the senior auditor, of the director? Does that need to be changed? Any modifications into that, or could do we have a way we could pull that up? Is there any way to look at that? Do we have the previous job description of the director of OFPR? Would the committee like to look at that, just so we can look at it, and other members, just to see if Mr. Gill?
I just have a quick question. Where do we intend OFPR to be located?
If you hire
a director, where is he going to sit? Is my question.
We got a bathroom back there somewhere.
Okay.
There's an office upstairs.
Chair, entertain. Take a short break.
Motion for a 10-minute recess.
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Motion is approved. Recess for 10 minutes. Pull that off.
We're still recording. Tina, to kill that recording.
And if she can't find it, yeah. It's probably dubbed as, you know, a lot of the same verbiage that the comptroller or...
Yeah. I'd just like everyone to take a look, and if there's anything you want to change, if we can, or
here's
this will be a background, like